What did your father work at?
Oh, he was a farmer, and with the flax mills. And I always get busy that way. But I done everything, helped to herd the cows and so on. And I wasn't in age for milking or anything like that, but I did that in later years around the farm from start to work.
Did you farm at home for a while?
Well, I wasn't in age to be a big assistance, but I suppose I done anything I was stoutly there.
Oh, no.
When I left school, I went to a farmer, and I done everything, just helped with the cows and the milking the cows and helping to cut the corn and pull lamp and the usual things. And I had to go with everything in the farm. Mm-hmm. I adapted myself to it.
What age were you when you married and met the missus?
Oh, I must have been coming to 30, 29 or 30.
Uh-huh. That was a reasonable age in them days. What?
Aye, you juked about a while to
you did.
Eat corn.
Well, did you go to fetes and dances?
Oh, I went to
them. Is
that
where you met her at some of them things?
Aye, it was really, aye. We kept going together for a many years then. I got hatched up.
Well, you mind the fetes then?
Oh, do you rightly, aye.
Did you go to many?
Oh, I went to everything, aye.
And what about the dances? Did you play at
dances? Oh, well, I played the dances. And I seen us going, laying on the bicycle and an old accordion on your back, three years, a set of drums and two accordions. They played every different hall.
All on the bicycle?
Oh, on the bike.
The bicycle was your means
of
transport.
Was my motor car then.
Well, tell me, do you mind getting your first one?
Oh, do you? Well, that was a... There ain't settling that. I got that for somebody on my side. They're fellas tigers, so they made suits and everything for them that wanted them. And
so and for the money for your first bicycle?
Oh, I didn't buy one for it, they gave me.
They gave
you? Someday. Some of the tigers gave me that old bike.
Well, they say cloak's a cow place.
I guess that name on them. But after that, we'll all be going around if you could get a hit and then if you knew where to go.
Well, it sits way up quite high up in the hills.
Oh, that's well. It doesn't need plenty of fresh air, but low. Mm-hmm.
Well, you've always been playing music all your life.
Aye.
Singing.
And I started trying the violin or fiddles when I was about 14. I never was a star at it, but I kept out at Ballinfort and I played it in old dance with Fiddle along with the Kelly brothers and that with a little dance band at that time.
And you always sung, didn't you?
Oh, I always sung a bit. There another song like for the neighbourhood where I lived was the Corby Mall.
Oh, that would be lovely. But, you sing a wee bit of Corby Mall.
I will try it. Oh, come all ye tender-hearted chaps and lend to me an ear, and likewise pay attention to these few lines of her. It's all in praise of a pretty maid, I mean to use my quill. She's the bloomin' rose of Antrim and flower of Corby Mall. And 'twas on the 1st of January last as going to Butler's Fair, I spied this pretty fair maid, she's combing down her hair. And as I gazed upon her, my heart rejoiced fell. She's the bloomin' rose of Antrim and the flower of Corby Mall. It was all for recreation, I went to the fair that day. I didn't intend to tarry long as across McMullen's Brae. But meeting with some comrade lads when I arrived there, oh, how kindly they saluted me, you're welcome to the fair. We went into Mrs. Butler's, for there we did sit down. The mugs of punch came tumbling and the toast went merrily round. The silver being plentiful, we drank our hearty fill, and we toasted a glass to the bonny wee lass that works in Corby Mall. I this fair maid to make mention, I will not name her name. Her parents might be angry, and I myself get blame. She's a mulgar to her trade, and she has the best of skill. She's the blooming rose of Antrim and flower of Corby Mill. I have travelled Ireland o'er and o'er, and parts of Scotland too. I've travelled England far and wide, believe me friends, it's true. I've travelled Ireland o'er and o'er, across many a hollow and hill, but an equal yet I ne'er could find with a flower o' Corby Mill.
Very good,
Jimmy. So get you out of your nut, you know.
Oh, what was Corby Mill? Was it a flex?
Well, it was a flex mill. It was. It was a flex mill.
When they had the scutch.
When they had the scutching, and that's what was the Corby Mill. In fact, there are two mills at the Corby. They're Smith's and Gilbreth's, just yan up and down the water a wee bit. They have the turbines, the water turbines. It was just for the seasonal thing, but... I mean, when I was young, you'd heard the turbine going to, they worked 8 o'clock at night.
Wow.
And you'd heard the noise, like.
You never scotched your sail, no?
Oh, I tried, I buffed a bit with my dough, like, whenever he was
here
the mill.
That was
the first process. Well, I went through the rollers first, and then it was cleaned, usually their scotch or something, and made it ready, and then whoever's the finished the flakes off to the finish, they're back down to the rolls. Like.
No flakes at all now?
No, it's a thing nearly past.
Aye. You see the odd feel, but it's
an
only
odd feel,
for
aye.
Thatch, I think.
That's right.
You know a lot of people up round there, any characters up round there, like how fellas that tell ghost stories and tales and...
Well, could tell you a tale or two, but I'd only just tell ghost stories, but they're good. I had good friends up round at tea. There are other fellas that sung and things, a great singer in the Newton Crumley, it was Tommy Kelly.
Aye.
A marvellous tenor singer.
Tommy was a lovely singer.
So
all Scotch songs Tommy sung, really?
All Scotch, nearly. It's a great selection of good old Scottish songs.
Well, there was many big nights music that you clearly like in houses for music.
Oh, did I? They went on in near the moon. There was an all night carry on and good players for everywhere in these houses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was good too. When you're nearly roaming every other night, you're never in the house.
No. And did you cut peats then?
My dad, aye. Well, I cut when I was young, and then whenever I retired again, I went to the moss again in my old age.
Did you start up again?
Oh, well, it was a different method then. The peats and all was cut with machine for you, and it's only a matter of getting them turned over and leaning up to the weather, and they finished them off, then you gathered them up. And...
Well, I suppose you remember your mother baking and all of the
fire. Oh, surely, aye. Oh, baking the scones and baking fudge, as we called it, and hard bread, a rope cake. And that was set up around the fire, and the bits of there are frames that you set down to dry it out and it nicely cooked and good for eating. Home baking.
And plenty of spuds and
plenty of spuds and cabbage and leeks.
And leeks.
And everything like that.
And turnip.
Oh, yeah, turnip was good. Hard to beat. A good bit of bacon, turnip makes a good...
Soup and Sunday.
Oh, we soup all of our life and Sunday.
Yeah, soup and Sunday.
Aye, soup and Sunday. And maybe Saturday tea.
That was the fashion.
Oh,
people lived a simpler life, I think, then.
Oh, they did indeed. They enjoyed the friendship and company and chat.
Aye.
More so than what people does now.
Well then, do you didn't throw horseshoes or anything at the crossroad ends or up at Bootclough?
Oh, yeah, I never threw horseshoes. But I never was the champion. There was a big boy, David White, he was the champion.
Is that right?
Oh, he could clung them round every, if he'd been standing his back to the top again.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he was He was the king, the jump man.
York's built up in a hill, isn't it?
Oh, it is indeed. It's built up. It was a very ancient, a very old village, and at the time there was a castle at it, but and the castle was known as the Cloak Castle, and I think it was the McDonald's, maybe. There were McDonald's and the McQuillans. They were involved, and there were an odd skirmish or two between them, and I didn't really know who came out the real victors in the end, but eventually the castle was knocked down in some of these battles, and there was nothing left but an apartheid, and it was, they called it the Lug of the Tub, for it was like a tub, and it was known far and wide, and you'd seen it free miles away, and this was known as the Lug of the Tub.
Coming back to the music, Jimmy, have you any more old songs that you know?
Oh, I don't know how they're very old now, don't you know?
Well, even they're not old.